Today we'll be doing Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Bikesh lotzeis mimenu ruach milamanta v'nitz ta'er harbei ve'ino yachol ha'amid atzma." If a person really needs to pass gas, but they can't hold it back in, holech achorav arba amos umotzi haruach, he should distance himself 4 amos from where he's standing and then pass gas umamten hashiach l'harech and wait for the smell to dissipate. Va'omer and say the following: Ribon ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, yitzartanu nekavim nekavim chalulim chalulim. You create us with cavities and orifices. Galuy v'yadu l'fanecha cherpasenu uchlimasenu. You know our shame. Cherpa uchlima b'chayim. Our shame and our embarrassment in our lifetime, and we're going to be worms and maggots in our death. You go back to your place, and you continue from where you left off. The Ramah says, so that's only when you're davening at home. Which is a big embarrassment. You don't have to distance yourself at all. Again, you don't have to say this, and you don't have to distance yourself. Just wait for the smell to go away and then continue davening. The Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Gimel says, "Ve'inu yachol tevelav achiin lo lahotzi ruach b'shum panim b'tfila v'lo chayshin leval teshaktzu ela kishemasha atzol liktanim olikdolim aval lehiv aval lahafachalo." So the issue is that you can't normally you're not allowed to pass gas during davening. Here in the case it's an extenuating circumstance, and there's no issue about teshaktzu. About teshaktzu only applies when you hold and going to the bathroom for urination or for feces or for defecation, but not from flatulation. Venerally dalkol panim yer lahazis atzilin ulenatkan should take your tefillin off and you should cover them. They shouldn't be in their place. Because we know that you're not allowed to flatulate while wearing tefillin. Your face has to be facing where you were davening before to indicate that you want to go back to your tefillah. And even if you're off to the side or in front of the person, then it will be a problem. You already paused because of the flatulence. So therefore, you could also pause and say this paragraph of Ribono Olamim. The Chayadim says you should go back to where you left off in Shimon Esri before you say the Ribon. In other words, you go back to the beginning of the bracha that you stopped in. Normally, we say that if you pause in Shimon Esri long enough where I could have finished the whole thing, you have to go back to the beginning. The Bach and the Prima Gadim say that amount of time that you're factoring in doesn't take into account the time of walking back 4 amos and saying the ribon. It's better to think it in the ribon ha'olam in paragraph in your heart. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Gimel tomorrow.